Can you show me where the jazz section is?
Coming to you from his downtown Denver studio, here is the Backstage Jazz Show with your host, Steve Roby.
Hello and welcome to the Backstage Jazz Show. I'm your host, Steve Roby. My guest today is trumpeter Jason Klobnak. He's the leader of Jay's Ruckus. We'll discuss the group's music and upcoming show at Dazzle on February 22nd. Welcome to Backstage Jazz, Jason.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate the opportunity to be on and looking forward to our discussion.
Great. Glad to have you here. Why don't we start out with an intro about your music background? Besides being an active musician, you're also an author, composer, and educator. How did it all begin for you?
Like a lot of musicians, I actually grew up playing music in the church and a lot of community jazz organizations, but originally from Des Moines, Iowa, received my bachelor's of music business with an emphasis in jazz and insurance. Long story on that. And then moved out to Denver in 2004 to work on my master's degree at the University of Denver, where I studied with the great Al Hood. And from there, I've done, just about everything under the sun when it comes to music. Wrote and published two jazz improv books, have an online school to teach people how to improvise. The music business background really helped me do a lot of clinical work, doing clinicians at colleges and high schools, and then performing and composing with a number of different groups here in Colorado, but have also done numerous tours across the world, across the country. So quite varied, but a lot of those variances helped me land the current position that I have as the music program chair at Arapahoe Community College.
All right. Good for you, man. You've been a busy guy.
I have definitely been a busy guy, and that's just the music side of things.
Wow.
And there's life that also takes you in various directions with family and daughters that are very active in sports.
All right.
So there's a lot of things going on in life, but all good things.
Sounds good. Well, who would you say are some of your musical influences and mentors along the way?
Oh, that's actually a great question. I already mentioned Al Hood. Al, I absolutely adore. Probably would not have moved to the Denver, Colorado area if it had not have been for Al. But I also have to shout out my undergraduate trumpet professor, Andy Klassen. He really molded and shaped me in more ways than one. Also a great trumpet player, producer. The guy does a lot there at Drake University. And then some other local musicians that have had a big impact in my life have been Greg Gisbert and Brad Good. Brad specifically helped me through a period where my chops were falling apart as a trumpet player from dental work that had to be done halfway through my master's degree. And I don't think if it hadn't been for Brad, I don't know if I would have been playing as long as what I have. And musical impact, a big fan of Roy Hargrove and a big fan of Clark Terry. So those are probably my largest in-person and from afar musical influences.
Great. Well, let's talk about your group, Jay's Ruckus. Who's in the band and how did it all start?
Well, I've had a number of different bands throughout my lifetime that I've led, and most have been the traditional straight ahead jazz quartet or jazz quintet. And one of my favorite ones that I had prior to Jay's Ruckus was the quartet that had Jeff Jenkins as our Hammond B3 player. And having a Hammond B3 allows you to have a keyboardist, accompanist, and a bass player all in one.
Right.
It gives you some unique opportunities. And with that particular group, I had a good friend of mine, Eric Earhart, on saxophone. And just talking with him and playing in some other top 40 bands and things, we have a mutual interest in using effects pedals on horns, and thought it would be great to incorporate effects pedals, but that's kind of hard to market, for lack of a better term, in a straight ahead scene. So we wanted to create a disturbance, basically, in the status quo of all the music that we play and enjoy, because we were tired of playing all the same cover band tunes. And
right.
So we put together an experience of various styles of hip hop, jazz fusion, R&B, and the effects pedals experience. And also have a good friend of mine that is a prolific author and writer who's also an incredible rapper. So we have inside of our band two horn players who I like to think act as background vocalists to our rapper when he's in. And that is myself on trumpet and Eric Earhart on tenor, but Mr. Earhart is unavailable for our date on the 22nd. So another friend of mine who's actually recorded an album with Jay's Ruckus, Kevin Sapina, is going to be joining us on sax. And then R. Alan Brooks, who is our vocalist slash rapper. He is a comic book and graphic novel writer and teaches that at Regis University. And then on keys, we typically have our good friend Jeff Jenkins, but since he has moved away from Denver and is unavailable, another good friend of mine, Chris Beck, will be joining us on keys. And then the rest of the rhythm section are my stalwarts. It's Kim Bird, who's an amazing bass player, and James Roberson, also known as J-Rob, will be joining us on drums. So between Kim and J-Rob and R. Alan Brooks, these are relationships I've had with people for well over a decade. So the band has good synergy, and the music is fun and enjoyable for audiences as well as us.
Sounds like a really full band. It's going to be a full stage there.
And when you incorporate the effects pedals, it gives it a little bit more space as well. We don't overdo the effects pedal like some guitarist who I'm not going to get into that conversation, but we use it sparingly for effect, not to drown out the musical experience.
Well, you sent over some music to share with our listeners, and I'm really excited to play it. It's really good music. The first track up is called Bode. Tell me about this one.
This is a character. Our last album we released in August of 2023, and it accompanies a graphic novel short of R. Alan Brooks.
Okay.
So it's a space odyssey, and the music is accompanying the storyline. Bode is actually one of the main characters. How would you describe Bode? He's a character that is a businessman that finds himself entangled with a space ninja whose name is Gadol. This particular song, Bode, is essentially his theme music.
All right. Well, this is Jay's Ruckus doing Bode, and you're listening to Backstage Jazz.
Thank you.
This is Backstage Jazz, and my guest today is trumpeter Jason Klobnak. He's the leader of Jay's Ruckus. He sent over some music, and we're going to hear one more track called Don't Assume. What would you like to share about this song?
Don't Assume is a project that Jay's Ruckus recorded right after the COVID-19 pandemic began in 2020, and knew that the world just needed some musical entertainment, and it was difficult to do in-person concerts at the very beginning of the pandemic. And we had an idea of, let's record a completely virtual recording session, turn on our cameras, record each individual part, and then I would mix and master each of the songs and videos to go along with this. And the premise behind this is to remind all of us that we don't want to assume what others are going through. And we don't want to assume that somebody's okay. We don't want to assume that something is wrong, that conversations need to take place. So the premise behind this is to remember the humanity that's behind each and every one of us, and to not assume that we know exactly what's going on without having a conversation.
This is Jay Ruckus doing Don't Assume, and you're listening to Backstage Jazz.
Thank you. Spiritually not aware that hypocrisy makes people uncertain that God is there. I don't know all the answers, I'm probably not prepared for theological debates in the midst of dark despair. The reason we should argue on whether or not it's fair, this world to keep on constantly falling in disrepair. But I find myself just talking with God in a rocking chair, with celestial undertones while I'm sitting here solitaire.
Jason, let's discuss your upcoming show at Dazzle. What can fans look forward to?
We always tell our fans that we offer a unique experience. Every single one of our shows is not exactly the same. We offer a unique experience that you can only have if you are there in person. While we may play some familiar songs, we do them in a different way each time, so everybody can experience a unique communal gathering that you can only get that one time. So we have audience participation, involvement. I don't want to give too much away,
sure,
but everybody leaves feeling uplifted and it becomes a memorable experience. We've had people leave shows saying that it was hypnotic, and we've had some people leaving the shows saying that they felt like just life's burdens were lifted for 90 minutes.
It sounds very therapeutic to attend one of your shows.
Yeah, we like to think so.
And I guess it's also safe to assume that it's okay to dance.
Yes. Now, whether Dazzle allows dancing or not, you may have to limit it to the space around
right,
your table.
Right.
But yes, we actually encourage people to move the body parts that they can that is not a disruption to everyone else that's around.
That's good to hear. Where can our listeners find your music online and see your show schedule?
We have videos on YouTube. If you just type in Jay's Ruckus, J'SRUCKUS, you can do the same on Spotify. I realize that's a long conversation, but we're not fighting. That's a discovery platform. So we have music there. And then you can find show information at our website, which is JSRUCKUS.com, which is our website, JaysRuckus.com. Anywhere that you can find music, you can probably find us, but those are our three top platforms that we tend to point people towards.
Great. And I'll put some links to those sites that you mentioned in the show notes of this episode. And I want to remind our listeners that Jay's Ruckus will perform at Dazzle on Thursday, February 22nd for a 6:30 p.m. show. Doors open at 5:30. Please visit dazzledenver.com for tickets and more information. Thanks for stopping by the show today, Jason.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Stephen. I appreciate it.
If you're enjoying the Backstage Jazz Show, we'd love for you to like, subscribe, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And now, back to the show.
The Backstage Jazz Show was recorded at Little Raven Studios in downtown Denver, and our producer was Craig Stevens. You can find Backstage Jazz wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to stop by our website, backstage-jazz.com, where all past and current episodes have been archived. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email us at backstagejazz@fastmail.com. This is Steve Roby. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Backstage Jazz.
You've been listening to the Backstage Jazz Show. Join us next time for more great jazz and interviews with your favorite musicians.